Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Escape from Normality. This, just for the fashion archive out there, this is episode 3 of coming back from my hiatus. So, like, that's why I like to hear it. Let's clap it up for that. Yes. And I have Russell with me. Russell, hello.
Hello. Hello, Russell. Tell me what's going on, man.
But before we get into the episode, I just want to say that this episode is brought to you in part by Ana Luisa. Our sponsor for today, Ana Luisa, is a jewelry company based out in New York that decides to hold carbon neutrality and exceptional quality to the highest regard. Something that I didn't know before I started working with them is that they offset 100% of their carbon emissions, and they start with the sourcing of their raw materials and all the way to the disposal of their pieces. They pretty much give back for everything that they do. And quite frankly, if you take a look at their website, they have a whole selection for gifts that are under $79. They're really about budget, they're about their carbon neutrality, and they're about the exceptional quality. As you'll see in these various clips here, they really do care about like the quality of the pieces. They present them in nice little bags for you, and even the pieces themselves, I've been wearing them for the past few days, and they're not like one of those cheap brands that are gonna rub off on your skin or anything, or turn green the second you wear them or anything. They definitely are good quality, and quite frankly, Valentine's Day is coming up, fellas, so make sure to get something for somebody. Like I said, they have a selection for $79 and under: earrings, necklaces, bracelets, pendants, whatever you like. They even have a gift guide if you want to spend a little bit extra but not too much. They have under 119 part right there. So definitely check them out. The description box below will have my code Davison10 for 10% off of your order. Make sure to check that out, and thank you. And we're back. So I have Russell, of course, with me, and I don't know what the hell to talk about with Russell, except for the fact that he be on, like, Russell, aren't you on like YGP like all the time? And I'm asking that only as like only for the audience, because I know you are. But aren't you on YJP a lot?
Yes, I am on YJP very often, yeah, while I'm working.
I can tell. Like, wait, while you're working? Isn't that a bit counterproductive?
Well, no, not like while I'm working, you know, like actually working. When I'm taking a break,
yeah, okay,
when
I'm like, I guess, yeah,
taking lunch or something, I'll go on real quick, see if we can find some deals.
So as opposed to like Grail or something, like why is YJP your go-to for buying clothes? You don't.
Sonny, can we scrap this?
Why? What the fuck?
I don't want to talk about this.
Yes, you do.
Do I?
Yes, you do. I'm not scrapping shit. What are you talking about?
All right, fine. We're rolling. We're going.
Scrap this. What type of shit is this?
Dude. Anyway, YJP, what do you want to know about it?
I want to know why you use it so much as opposed to something else.
The main reason I use it. Excuse you find some great deals. It's really the only reason. I mean, not only that, but like you could find some really cool stuff. But
I never find any good deals. Like I always get hoed. The only good deals I get is from you sending them to me, or like Angel sending them to me. Otherwise, I get hoed.
I don't know. You just gotta learn how to use it.
What the hell does that mean? What type of elitist shit is that?
I'm not trying to be elitist.
You gotta learn how to use it.
You gotta know what to look up.
That is the craziest shit I've ever heard in my entire life.
No, but you could find some, if you spend the time, like you could, I gotta go through like 30, 40 pages of stuff.
Young Jewish professionals.
What?
I looked up YJP and it brings up young Jewish professionals.
Yeah, of course YJP isn't gonna show up when you look, type it in on Google.
Yeah, but, why would I expect young Jewish professionals to pop up?
I don't know. I wouldn't either.
What the fuck is young Jewish professionals? Anyways, nigga. Fuck young Jewish professionals.
Chill.
I'm sorry. I don't mean it like that to Jewish professionals that are listening and that are young. I don't mean it like that for you guys. What's currently on your grill right now, buddy?
What's on my grill? I hope you check that out.
I want to check it
out.
Go in. Let's plug it out. You know what? I got you right now.
Yeah, we're plugging the grill.
Everyone who wants something, go check his grill right now. He has mad clothes up there.
I got some good stuff.
From YJP.
Yeah, well, I mean, I source it all and then I buy it. I get it over here and then I throw it up.
That's fair.
But I mean, it takes, don't get me wrong, like, I hate this excuse, but it does take a long time to actually find stuff.
I don't think that's an excuse. Worth I think buying. You do it.
Well, I mean, when I hear people say that, I was actually watching a Brave New World. He did a video today on history of denim and like Levi's denim. Mm-hmm. And he started speaking to a lot of these Levi's vintage resellers.
Levi's vintage resellers. And they had to say that basically.
And their reason for charging 5-6% of the cost of actually acquiring, you know, the pair of jeans
was
because it takes time. Right. It takes time. I obviously cannot find margins like that on YGP. Like, that's literally impossible.
Right.
Because you're not dealing with, well, you are dealing with a lot of vintage clothing, don't get me wrong, but it's a lot more like high profile clothing. So they're selling for a little more. So obviously you're not going to get,
you can't get that kind of margin. Yeah, right. It's just not going to work out.
But you can manage like 10-20% on some stuff. And I mean, if you're buying a piece, you know, a piece of clothing for like 600, 800, and you're selling it for 1,000 after grilled fees, you're still making $100. And then that just goes towards your wardrobe. And that's what I really use it for.
What I tried to do at one point when I was like in the sneakers and whatnot, I was trying to go to different thrift shops and I was trying to find cool stuff to sell. But the thing, like I was saying before about like YJP, or like, I never found anything good. I'm the most unlucky person when it comes to finding like clothes. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It takes so long to find stuff. And like when you do, sometimes I get beat out on it. Like for example, I got that Issei, that leather Issei Miyake bomber.
Oh, yeah. Right here,
which is awesome. Yeah, it's up on the grills.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it doesn't fit me. No, I thought it would. But yeah, it's a little tight around the waist.
What's it waist called? Area. Like, bro, but like, you would think it takes a long time. My friend, I want my friend Tito. He has this store out in Atlanta, right? And the thing about that, like, he went in there, he was like a pro. He found things in like 3 seconds. Like, he was like, oh, here's some product, like, whatever. Oh,
what, you mean like a thrift store? Like thrift store people?
Yeah, like a thrift store in Atlanta.
Oh.
He was like, oh, let me find, but his store is not like a thrift store, but like, I'm just saying, like, he was just like, oh, yeah, I found this. Oh, I found this. I'm like, nigga, like, how are you finding all this shit? Just for the record, his store is Full Circle in Atlanta. Go check it out. But like, it's just crazy. Like, how the fuck do people, like, they just get so mind-boggling? Like,
no, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And I get hoed every single time. I get hoed.
I've never actually done any like thrift store stuff, or anything like that.
Like physically going to a thrift store.
I've never that kind of. I mean, even the stuff that you find in thrift stores, especially in the U.S., like, I'm not gonna wear it. Like, majority of that stuff.
Why, it's all ugly?
No, it's just not my style.
Oh. Well, yeah, me neither. I don't really like thrift store clothes. Like,
why do you think it's ugly?
Yeah. For the most part, yeah. There's not really, like, I've been to plenty of thrift stores, and there's not really anything, like, a lot of those videos of people, like, finding gems in thrift stores go, like, right when they, I don't know how they get the actual time parameters on it, but, like, they go right when they stock it. So, like, all the good shit is just there, like, ready, available for them.
Well, it's almost like sneaker culture. Or, like, if someone hears about a drop, but it's just their local vintage stop.
Right, exactly. That makes sense, kind of.
You know, that's probably where it comes from.
A little bit.
And they could first pick at some of the stuff.
There's probably a bit of extra steps for the sneaker thing, but, like, oh,
yeah, no, definitely.
Speaking of sneakers, have you seen those Nikes that you slip on?
Oh yeah, the ones that look like Transformer shoes or whatever.
Transformer shoes.
I don't know. I saw one picture of them. I don't really follow that stuff.
Neither do I. But I saw it on my Instagram, and they slip. What the hell is this? They're new. Like, not. Is this it? Yeah, this must be it.
Yeah, those are them.
Dude, those are fucking insane. Like, I kind of want them. They're cool. I thought there would be, like, a video demonstration here, but there just isn't. But, like, the dude just slips his foot in them, and then, boom, they're on.
I mean, I guess you could do that, but, like, you can always just use, like, get a sneaker and just use a shoehorn and do it that way. But if you don't really want to do that.
That's extra steps. Are you insane? Like, do you not understand the novelty of this? Oh, it's just some asshole talking for...
I don't know. I feel like half the time I'll just step on the back of this shoe anyway.
Yeah, this video is just some asshole talking for 3 minutes. Who the fuck would want to watch some guy talk for extended periods of time?
Yeah, no, people are crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, who the hell would want to listen to that? No, come on, just show me the video. Like, there's like a video of just some.
Oh, there
like,
it is.
Okay, that's, there that's it one is.
Kind of pictures. Yeah.
And that picture, it looks like it's held together by like a piece it's of string wild. Or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know how they would construct that. It'd have to be like a shaft going like through the middle of the midsole or something.
Bro, my problem is like being into like all this fashion shit. Like, I barely have any like pairs of like regular sneakers.
Yeah.
I have like a pair of Li Ning sneakers. Like, oh, bro, that day we were hanging out in the city, and like we were both wearing boots. Our feet were just like fried by the end of it. Like they're just
oh, yeah, falling apart.
They just yeah, blisters not and everything. Walking.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, it's just not for walking at all.
No, that's the unfortunate thing. I mean, even a lot of the sneakers, I don't really own any more sneakers. I have like the Margiela Tabby sneakers, and then I have a few pairs of the Nihara. Like Converse things.
Those are terrible for your feet, bro.
Yeah, they're all awful. That's what I'm saying. You should get New Balances.
You said they're all awful. I thought you meant like all like sneakers in general. Like what you need to get, bro. You know what Li Nings are?
No, I actually don't.
Oh my god, what? You never heard of Li Ning?
No.
I'm about to put you on right now. Li Ning. It's a Chinese brand, like of like sneaker brand, and they just have like the silhouettes are number one outlandish, but number two,
I gotta look them up
the too. Comfort, bro. The comfort of these shoes are absolutely like crazy. It's
oh, never mind. I've seen these before.
Okay, yeah. And I don't know if you know, but Dwayne Wade used to have a shoe with them or whatever. Like, I'm crazy. Okay. So comfortable. Let me, I got mine on, Essence when it went on sale, like when they went on sale, and I was like, oh, I've known about Li Ning for a while, but I never decided to invest in them. And then I was like, well, they're on sale, I might as well pick them up. And right now, like, I have them right next to my door just to like wear and like go out the house with real quick, because they're just
iron shoes
and they're easy to slip on. Hold on, let me figure out what shoes these are. So I need a display. Can you still look up the SKU code? Is that a thing you can do nowadays? Do people know what a SKU code is now still?
Yeah, of course. That's how you find all the good the OG Yamamoto stuff.
I don't know, bro.
You just gotta look up the, you find a garment that you like, you find the code, and you just look it up on Google. And that's how you find a lot of the steals.
Who knows what these kids are up to nowadays, you know what I'm saying? Well, it's not the same like me and you were kids. It's not the same. Yes, right there. Boom.
Found them. Oh, I was actually just looking at those.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the first pair that actually showed up.
Where'd the picture go? Over here.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, you're an idiot. You're a goddamn idiot.
Well, there's like five different types
of shoes. Oh, you're a moron. You're a fucking idiot.
Whatever.
These, bro. These are clean, bro. I love these. I actually love these so much. I kind of want another pair in black. I know they have other colors, so I kind of want another color of them. Let's see.
They look extremely comfortable.
They're so comfortable. You need a pair, bro. I'm telling you right now, you need a pair. I'm not even joking. Like, they're cheap enough where you can just get a pair. Well, let me not say that, because people are like, oh, you know, class differences. They're cheap enough for Russell to get a pair.
I literally found a pair for $70.
You did? Buy them.
Yeah, it's a Li Ning and actually Random Identities collaboration. It's like $70.
Really? Hold on, let me look that up. Yeah.
It's on LNCC.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's
they only have a size 5, but
maybe that's why I bought the Random Identities. How did like? I remember when I on the Essence sale, I bought Li Nings and Random Identities. Maybe that's how I got to them, because the collaboration was there. That makes sense.
Maybe.
But let me see here. Let me see if I can't find a picture of me wearing them.
Yeah, but when it comes to sneakers,
right there, boom! Look at that.
Oh, that's cool.
There they are again. And they look really cool when you wear pants on. They look really cool.
I mean, I don't know what else you'd wear with them.
Shorts, dumb nigga. Yeah, now you feel stupid. Now you feel stupid, right?
No, I still think it's pretty funny.
Fuck you. I haven't worn them a lot, but like on my Instagram. Because like my wardrobe doesn't really go with them so much, but they just are so comfortable.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So comfortable.
I don't know. I'm looking for some kind of like mules or something right now. Looking for sneakers.
You're looking for what?
I was honestly like, what do you call them? Mules? Like shoes? Like without the backing? Without
mules?
The
back?
Yeah.
You mean like slippers or something? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Why don't you just call them slippers?
Well, aren't they? They're called mules.
Who the hell calls them that?
That's the name of them.
Let me see. What is it? Mules? Like a Like a pack?
Yeah, like a loafer. Like a loafer. Very similar to a loafer.
Did I just type in mule loafer?
Yeah, you could do that. Like those. You know what I'm talking about?
Is that the name of them? Is that what they're called? Is that what the name is? It?
I don't know. That's really the name of them.
I never knew that. I don't wear shoes like this. I'm not white. White people wear these shoes. Look at all these pictures. How many black ankles you see? How many black ankles you see? Not one. Not a black.
I don't. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know. I didn't know they were.
I found a really nice pair of that I linked to you. I'll send you the pictures. So you don't look them up.
Yeah, please. But, I was scared I was gonna look a mule and get like the actual like a.
No. I'll send you the picture right now. Please do. Margiela made some mule tabbies. Which are pretty sick.
I think I know what you're gonna send me, but send them anyways. Swing the picks.
I will. Give me a second. I'm in the market for some tabbies right now. Yes. And I don't know if I actually want to go full heel or get some kind of loafer variant. Because I'm okay in like the heel department.
You're coming at this point on the dark side.
I know, it's not good.
I want to see you in some tabbies.
Very quickly, I'm moving over.
I need more pairs of tabbies, to be honest with you. Like, I only have three pairs, and I need to, like,
You have three pairs?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's how I move around here. That's how I move. All right, what is the hold up with this picture? Send me the fucking picture.
I'm working on it.
What the hell are you working on? What are you, producing the picture yourself? Let's go.
Yeah, I'm drawing it in MS Paint. what else would I be doing? Yeah, they're cool though.
50 minutes past the hour here.
Yeah, I know, and I'm literally downloading them. Oh, there we go. Got it. All right,
let's go. This is ridiculous. I can't do this with
you. I sent them on Instagram. They're over now.
Oh, you sent them on Instagram, bro?
Yeah. What do you want me to do? Put them in Discord?
Oh my God. Yes.
Oh.
What the hell does being on Instagram do for me? Because you want me to open up my DM so everyone that watches this can look at my DM?
Okay, fine.
They can see what shenanigans I'm up to?
It's on Discord.
Send it to me, bro.
I did.
Oh, yeah, it's I've seen these. Okay, yeah, I've seen these.
And then, like, the leather is, like, thin enough to where you could just step on the back of the shoe and it won't actually break them. You could wear them, like... mules.
You know what? This ain't working. I'll have to. You know what? I have to do roundabout way. It's ridiculous. I don't know what you're doing to me right now.
I don't know, man.
I gotta open up my DMs. Like, niggas gonna see my DMs and be like, "Oh, look what you're doing! Look at what you're doing!" That's just embarrassing. I don't need people looking at my DMs. Okay, here we go.
There we go.
Those.
Kind of cool, different. I mean, I've never really seen anyone.
They have backs though.
Yeah, but here I'll just send you another picture. You could throw up.
Russell,
this is a picture with them with the backs down. You'll see it.
Nothing you do makes sense to me.
I don't know.
Nothing makes sense to me. What you do?
What, I'm like an anomaly or something?
You really are. Because how are you gonna tell me that you need the mule loafers with no back, and then you send me a pair of shoes with a back? What's this?
Well, because look at the next picture. You'll see what I mean. You can wear them as mules, and they look good.
Okay, we'll look at the next picture just for you. Oh, okay.
Like, you could do it, and it won't, like, actually destroy the back of the shoe. So you can wear it like a mule.
Would that not be uncomfortable?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But maybe. You never know.
They also have Vibram soles too.
Oh, bro, the soles?
I don't want to send you a third picture though.
Okay.
Because then you'll go crazy.
Bro, the soles of the fucking Margiela, like just the straight canvas shoes are fucking like that shit was made with concrete. Like, that shit is hard.
Oh, not only that, but like the rubber that is on the outside, like that. I guess on the midsole, like the paint, whatever they use, it comes off so easily.
Oh, well, yours is the painted
it's
one.
It's crazy.
Mine are not the paint. Mine are just the... They're these, but in blue. Oh, right here. Yeah.
Yeah, but see, even like the midsole there with the white, doesn't that like shred off as you wear them?
Mine haven't, but they might.
No?
Nah, mine are fine.
Yeah, mine are come off like crazy.
Bro, this shit, like, I'm telling you, this shit right here is straight, that shit is straight concrete, bro. Like,
no, I haven't.
It's wildly uncomfortable.
I haven't walked more than like 500 feet in them because I literally just use them to go get coffee.
Oh, bro, this part too, the separation part, that
Oh,
shit
that hurts.
is.
Yeah, that's like the sticking a knife through the middle of your toes.
Dude.
I don't know what it is. Like compared to other tabbies, like the
Yeah.
sneakers are just awful.
Bro, I wore these like the first day I ever wore them. I broke them out like on the day before my birthday, I remember.
Yeah.
And I was walking and I accidentally kicked something. Like I was just walking, I swear to God, talking about it right now is giving me goosebumps because of how, like, I'm literally getting goosebumps because of how much the pain was.
It hurt.
It
Yeah.
was, it sent shivers up my
Crazy.
spine, and I had to pretend like it didn't hurt, but that shit hurt so fucking bad. I was like,
It's really bad.
oh.
Like, I actually just took out the insoles on them. I have them in hand right now.
If I took out the
And
insoles, then my feet would slide around, I feel like.
oh no, it's cr no, but not only that, like under the insole, it's literally just one layer of rubber.
Oh my
It's a
God.
light it's cloth, rubber, and the insole. And that's all you got. And I mean the rubber is like maybe 5 millimeters. If
This is bad,
like
bro.
it's so thin. Yeah, they're really awful shoes. Not comfortable.
But they look cool, and who cares about anything else when you look cool? I mean, really, what the hell does anything else matter?
Yeah, well, I mean, we can even go into that too about inspiration and style. Because I remember when we were talking about that, that's all you really cared about.
That's
I
true.
asked you, and I'll ask you again.
Ask me again.
Where does your inspiration for your own style mainly come from? So.
Honestly, if like honestly, my inspiration and style only comes from like this is like some nerdy shit, but it only comes from video games and like movies. That's it. I swear. I like obviously I'll see some people's outfits and be like, "Oh, that's pretty cool." Like I fuck with their outfits or whatever, but in terms of like actually what I want to look like a Final Fantasy character is what like I is what I want to look like.
So you want to look cool.
Of course, like the asymmetrical style of their outfits is really cool for me. The whatever you go watch my other video on fucking
On
I
Final Fantasy
Final
fashion,
Fantasy
right?
fashion if you want me to go to the whole in
Exactly,
depth. I'm actually
exactly.
gonna make another I'm actually gonna make another video about Final Fantasy fashion because the guy I talked about was he was the artist. He was like the designer of the clothes for like from like games 7 to till now, I'm pretty sure. But before that, they had somebody who took inspiration from like kind of like Victorian like artistry or whatever you
Yeah,
want to call it. Let me
sure.
I'll just look up
Talking about the clothing?
yeah, I'm talking about the clothing and the character style really before 7. That's how he took. So it's like it's honestly like in two different like the obviously it's the same game series, but in terms of the clothing designs, it's completely different worlds. And that side of the fashion is definitely interesting to talk about as well. So one day I will make a video about that as well. Character designs, I guess. Let's see if I can pull up a bit. Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Let me show you. You see what I mean? Like this is like the
Oh,
official
absolutely.
like character art for Final Fantasy VI.
That's wild.
Yeah,
I've never
it's
played any of the Final Fantasy games.
I unless you like story driven like RPGs, you're not gonna really like it.
Yeah, for sure.
What else would you call this style of art or clothing? You know what I mean?
I mean, it's definitely taking inspirations from
This
a
is different.
ton of different cultures.
Yeah, exactly.
But you definitely kind of locked onto it, though. You're right with the whole Victorian thing.
Yeah,
It's very
exactly.
extra.
It is super
Very
fucking extra.
maximalist.
For niggas that are supposed to be beating the crap out of each other, it
Yeah.
is really fucking extra.
They're
Like,
definitely styling.
but what, like, I know you started, like, you say you always started like, kind of late, but, like, you tell me, like, how long ago did you start wearing clothes, like, nice clothes and shit?
Like, started really caring about how I was
Yeah.
dressing. Honestly, like, sophomore year of college,
Sophomore year of college? That is not
3 years
that.
ago.
Yeah, that's not that long ago, really.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Like
Like, it's
you used to say it was a long time ago. I mean, it
no, I would never say
you used
that.
to say no, sorry. You used to say you didn't start you used to start you started what's the language I'm looking for here? You used to say you started after like a lot of people like
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think so, honestly. Like, if you take a look at our Discord, go check out the Discord. There's a group of people who probably started like around the same time as you. Not in terms of timeline of their life, but like in terms of like
Yeah, see,
year.
that's what I'm speaking on. I'm
Oh,
talking on age.
okay, that
Because
makes
of a
sense.
lot of people that really get into clothing and, you know, the art aspect of it,
Yeah.
it's like 17, 18,
That's true.
right? Like, that's when you start getting into streetwear and
Yeah,
going
that's true.
down
That's true.
the fashion pits of hell,
I started trying to get
whatever
into
that's
streetwear when
called
I
from
was
that one
like,
meme, if you know what I'm talking
I know what
about.
you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. And you know what?
Very
Just
accurate,
and
but
just cause it is honestly very
it
accurate.
is extremely
And
accurate.
just because I know what you're talking about, I'm gonna try to find it on my phone
Yeah.
while we talk about this. But no, yeah, I started in like, I want to say like 2016.
And I could even tell this. I mean, I do like telling the story about it.
Please
It's kind of
do.
cool.
Please do actually, because you never have told me
So,
the story.
yeah. So, how I started to really get into it, right? All throughout high school, I was like, I'm gonna go in the military. So I didn't really care about learning about, you know, cultures, art, and that stuff in general. Like, I cared about math, sciences, and just military stuff.
Right.
But then once I actually got into the academy, I was like, all right, this is a little crazy. I don't really know if I'm up for this. And thankfully, I was in New York, going to school over in Queens, just outside of Queens. Then I got exposed to everything, and I was like, okay, this is really cool.
Right.
Even though I grew up only an hour and a half away in Jersey, in the suburbs,
Please.
I mean, like, you know, when I was growing up, I was wearing like, you know, Ralph Lauren and Sperry's and crap like that.
I wasn't even wearing
Like, that's
that.
just,
I wasn't even wearing that, bro.
But so, you know, once I came out to New York, it all kind of just started seeing all of it. I finally made an Instagram like super late. While I was in college, I finally made an Instagram, and that's when I started to see stuff. And then my one friend Aaron, he's obviously been a huge influence of all of this.
Big ups to Aaron.
Yeah, big ups to Aaron, but he doesn't like anyone talking about him.
He's enshrouded in mystery.
He really is. If we're talking about anomalies, he's probably the biggest one. But yeah, he was a huge influence on all of it.
Do
He
you have
kind
a
of showed me the
grail?
ropes and all
Do you have a
that.
grail
Sorry.
now that is like what you wanted
Current.
when you first started getting into it?
Oh yeah, the Capital Tsukihagi cardigan on the
Okay.
top right.
Yeah, I was like,
That
what the
was one of
hell?
the pieces I wanted the most.
Really?
And I don't really wear it obviously too much anymore because of Corona. Like, there's no, and it's too cold at this
What?
point.
Is Corona gonna get on your capital?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not going out. There's no
Yeah.
reason to wear it. Like, I can't wear it inside because it's too big, and I can't wear it while I'm sitting in a chair for the most part. Especially while I'm working.
What's it called? Yeah, like, 'cause my grail was like, I always wanted to make some art. Like, when I started getting into like avant-garde shit, I always wanted to get into fucking. I wanted a pair of Margiela Tabby boots. I wanted them so bad. I wanted them. I
Yeah,
wanted them. I
for
wanted them.
sure.
And evidently, I have some pairs now. So there you go.
Yeah, I don't really think I necessarily have a grail at the moment, like something I'm really looking forward to getting or trying to find. There's a few things that just like come in and out weekly where I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. Let's see if I could find it. If I don't, I can't. I just kind of move on. But it was that, and then also the Capital Sashiko fleece,
What's taking you so long to look for these
the
things?
tan one.
Like, what?
Oh, they're just, it's so hard to find them.
What are you
You
looking
can't
for?
find. Sorry?
I said, well, what are you looking for?
Well, I'm just looking for them to be priced decently,
Right.
right? And, you know, obviously, it's most of it is available. Like, you can go on Grailed and find that fleece, and you can find that cardigan, but for like a grand to $1,500. And that's just not, honestly, it's just not, it's not, that's not accessible.
It's just not. It really isn't.
It's way too much, especially when you're still in college or just getting out of college, or starting your life. It's just not worth that investment.
It definitely is tough. Like, I feel like more people don't, maybe not even like out of lack of ignorance, but like people don't really talk about the actual budgeting of getting their grails or getting really expensive
clothing.
Oh
yeah,
and
no,
stuff.
it's
That's not a topic most people talk about. Mainly
no, yeah, of course
because
not.
probably it wouldn't be that interesting for people to sit there and talk about the actual economics of buying expensive clothes.
Yeah, understanding how to do it, how to budget yourself correctly.
Right.
It's honestly super important.
It is. It really is.
Because a lot of the stuff that you're purchasing, if you're into it, honestly, majority of the time, are you really making enough money to support yourself with this passion? Not really. I mean, because a lot of it is so inaccessible, just retail prices and all that, right? And usually when you're younger, you're into this stuff. That's what I feel.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get it.
Well,
when you're
the
young.
Thing is,
when
you're younger, you're most likely into that stuff, really into it, studying and whatnot. But
that's true.
The thing about older folk who have money like that is they'll just buy if they go to the Margiela store, right? We've been there. They will buy stuff that normal people could probably wear, but it wouldn't be a problem for them. They just have the money for that. But they're really not going for the avant-garde kind of silhouettes or anything. They'll just buy a ring or something like that.
Yeah,
it would be nothing
there.
To them.
Yeah.
I think I touched upon it briefly in my bait video, but if you're in a different class bracket, buying a Bape hoodie is not the same as somebody buying something from H&M. You know what I mean? If you have money like that, buying something from Bape is nothing. It's whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the point.
What do Bape hoodies even go for?
I have no idea. I'd have to look at that.
I have no clue. I never got into that stuff. I mean, I know about Bapes. I think Bapes are awesome.
Bapes are awesome.
I really like the history and culture of that stuff.
Oh, whoops. I went to the store list instead of the web store. The thing about a Bape tee is $115. But anyways, the point I was making in that video was that we can't look at, what was I saying? It was about music artists, for example. And you can't make an example of music artists why would they spend their money like that? Because they have more money than most of us. So buying something for $100 is just not equivalent to us buying something for $100. That's the point I was making in that whatever. But yeah, it's really inaccessible to get into fashion. It's just especially when I was first starting, bro. I was working at that sneaker store. And I was making good money too for being a regular retail job and basically doing what I wanted during the day. It was just easy work. But I still couldn't really buy I didn't get a pair of Margiela's until last year. You know what I mean? I didn't get a pair of Martabby's until last year. So that just tells you how long this shit takes to really build up your basically
no,
don't go broke trying to get your grails. It's just not gonna work out for you in the long run.
Yeah. We don't need to get into finances or anything, but buying clothing shouldn't be a priority if that's an issue.
Oh, dude, that would be having a finance show. That would be interesting.
Yeah, that would be cool.
A finance show just for fashion, though. Somehow, I don't know how you do that, but it would be interesting.
That's an interesting concept. I don't think people really talk about that too much.
No,
at least
not.
In podcasts and stuff. I mean, you can find most of that information online. But
right, right. You can probably look up some articles or whatnot, but in podcast form, definitely not.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting discussion to have.
Do you listen to other? Do you listen to podcasts?
No, not really. To be honest with you, I listen to some language podcasts sometimes.
Language podcasts? What the hell?
Yeah,
that?
It's just learning language.
Oh, okay.
Conversations and stuff in different languages.
Has that been helping you at all?
Yeah, no, it definitely helps.
Really?
Listening to podcasts in different languages, whatever language you're trying to learn.
But how would that?
Helps.
I don't know how that would work if you don't know where to start from. If you just heard.
Oh, well, no, you don't just start at it. I mean, you study for a little bit and then you get into it and it helps build your listening comprehension.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
No, yeah, because I was about to say, it doesn't make any sense if you just started listening to people.
No. I mean, at that point, you're going to have to start listening to language lesson
right,
podcasts.
Right. See, I want to learn different languages. I want to go out to Japan for a couple months and live there for a couple months, something crazy. You were talking about living there, but I don't know about all that. But I have to learn Japanese at least a little bit first. I don't want to be that American just running around hello, where's the McDonald's?
Well, you definitely want to be alone, speaking from experience.
Yeah, but I just don't want to be that guy. It's just
Yeah.
Don't want to be that guy at all.
Especially in Japan. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Most of the places you go to, all around East Asia and South Asia, perfectly fine if you just speak English. But Japan is probably one of the tougher countries to get around in. Korea is not bad.
Really?
China can be pretty tough.
How is Korea not bad compared to Japan?
I think there's more of an acceptance for English and English speakers in Japan.
Is that true?
That's just my own experience. Okay. That's what I kind of realized while I was there. Most people speak English compared to like the amount of percentage of population. Mm. I don't pull out the statistics. I don't know if this is true. This is just based off my own experience. It felt like that. It felt like more people spoke English.
Bro, that's why like traveling to Europe is so easy because everyone knows English.
For the most part, yeah.
And like in bunches of countries, like they teach English in school. Like I'm pretty sure Denmark does. I'm pretty sure Finland does. I'm pretty sure some other countries here and there. Like
they do it in the East also. In a lot of the schools, China they do it, Korea, Japan, Philippines, everyone learns English.
We're pretty
at least like at a basic level.
We're pretty spoiled in that regard. Like everyone has to know our shitty language. And,
yeah, as English being the international business language.
And we don't have to learn their languages like at all.
No, and that definitely makes client calls pretty easy. everyone I'm speaking to, you know, they're all from different countries, but everyone's speaking English to some extent. It's makes it easy for me.
What's it called? Korea has the best fashion, right? Am I wrong?
I don't know. Is that what you think?
I think so. Out of like in totality, I would say that Korea probably has the best fashion.
Oh, you mean just like percentage of the population? It's like style? Like style?
Yeah.
Like stylish people?
I don't mean necessarily. Yeah, I would say like stylish people. I don't mean necessarily like fashion houses because I would probably say like in population of people like.
Very stylish people.
I would say Korea. What would you say? Mm-hmm. Am I wrong?
I would probably have to agree with you.
There we go. Look at that.
I would have to agree with you. Just being there, that's what it seemed like. Mm-hmm. I mean,
Japan is like in contention.
What's that?
I said Japan is in contention, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't say the majority of the population. Everyone dresses very well. Anyway, if you go outside of the U.S., everyone dresses.
Oh yeah, please.
Pretty well.
People dress.
I mean,
here just like
doesn't if you're in Europe, like when we were in Germany mm-hmm. and we went to Belgium, everyone dressed like neat and very nice.
Right.
But like in the U.S., people don't care for that.
The U.S. people have no discipline. They're sloppy. It's gross. You know what I mean? It's a whole different culture.
That might be. Yeah, it's a totally different culture. Obviously,
it's a whole different culture of laziness and not caring here.
Well, it might not stem from laziness. It just might. People don't really care as much about outward appearance. That's not even true.
That's not even true. What are you talking
about?
That's
not even true. Yeah, no, that's not even true.
They just don't care about like their clothes and like a lot of the clothes you can get here. Are just like shit, really like.
Yeah, mainstream.
Yeah, exactly.
Mainstream like the quality of like mainstream clothing.
I think partially why
much more poor.
I think partially why like South Korea has like some like the best fashion, is because they have so many little brands like you can buy.
They
from.
Have great malls, like just the general.
Malls, really?
Yeah, they're like oh yeah, all the shopping complexes are beautiful, dude.
I need to go.
They're incredible. They're so cool.
Why don't we go there instead of Japan?
Yeah, right. I'd go back. I'd go back to either.
I'm down. You know me. I do whatever. But the thing about South Korea is that they don't like I would need to go to Japan because of the anime, you know, of course.
Jeez.
And the games, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Well, I guess you're into the games.
Yeah, of course. Don't say it like that, nigga. You're into the games too, as much as I am.
Well, I mean, I'm not into like JRPGs and stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know.
I've never played anything like that.
You need to try at least one. Like, go on Steam,
at
wait
some
for
point.
Us there, and then try like Final Fantasy VII or some
time.
Shit. Like,
yeah.
Just try it. Like that is my top shit. You know how many times I've beaten that game, nigga? Like 20 fucking times.
Oh, too many.
Then like 20 fucking times, bro. I play it whenever I don't have like. Whenever I don't feel like playing something new, I'll just put it on and just start playing it. And then by the end, before you know it, like I'm done with the game again. Like it's just how it works.
Mm-hmm. For for sure, for sure.
I forgot about the meme. I have it on my phone.
Oh,
phone.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, my fucking app refreshed.
Damn. Bro, I was going to say, let's circle back to some fashion talk.
Bro, why does my outfit, not my outfit. Why does my shit refresh all the time? My app's always refresh and I miss out on, were you talking about? Let's see. Okay, were you talking about this?
Let's see.
If it'll ever load. Okay, there you go. You talking about this?
No, I'm talking about the fashion. What is it? The Pits of Hell?
I was thinking about this one. This one's kind of true, too.
I've never seen that.
Really?
No.
I'll send it to you, then.
Here we go. I got it. It took me 2 seconds.
Okay, thank you, Russell.
You're welcome.
I'll fucking look it up. I'll look it up.
No, I got it. Don't worry. I'm sending it to you right now on Discord. So no one has to look at your stinky DMs.
I found it.
There you go. There
I've it never is. Seen you, this.
You've never seen that.
How do you control plus? Okay, there you go.
There we go. Yeah, you'll just go ahead and read it. Fuck. Then we could talk about kind of where we are now and
budget core,
how content you are. You know, it's a pretty great...
They go through it it all. Okay, wow. It goes through it all. Okay, okay.
It does.
Wow. Okay. Budget core, JCPenney, TJ Maxx, Kohl's, Thrift, The Mall, J. Crew, Gap, Banana Republic. I never went through some of these phases. H&M, I went through H&M phase for sure.
I did not go through that. I did not go through a Zara, H&M. I wore Uniqlo, but that was just because it was, just really nice. I still wear Uniqlo t-shirts. I mean,
yeah, it's just like
and socks and stuff. They're great basics. Super great basics for being fast fashion.
The entry level streetwear. I definitely went through this phase, the entry level.
I did not.
I definitely went through the fast fashion with Urban Outfitters and Zara and Top Man and Uniqlo. Streetwear. Obey, no, I didn't. I never wear Obey or Supra.
Yeah.
I
definitely started at least a little bit in the entry level streetwear. You've seen the rough picture. I have some rough pictures. when I was still trying to figure it out, 2 or 3 years ago, and I'm very happy that I moved on quickly. I moved on very fast, mainly due to Aaron just giving me crap constantly about it.
Big ups to him again,
which is great. he still gives me crap. Still gives me crap, even though I think I'm in a much better place.
I would say
styling wise. I still think looking back at outfits, even 2-3 months ago, I'm like I could have they're rough. So I missed out on most of the entry level streetwear stuff. I kind of if you go down to the second page, I think I really started.
We have to go in order.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Come on, bro. Yeah, I was.
We're at ASOS.
I never got into ASOS. Oh, there's Sperry. That's you right there.
Well, yeah, it was a mix of that and Brooks Brothers.
Brooks Brothers.
Yeah, I got some Brooks Brothers suits.
Shades of Grey, Oak NYC, Naked and Famous, Rag and Bone. Oh, fuck. Why do I keep doing that? Okay. Dadcore, menswear. Brooks Brothers. Look, there you are again.
Yeah, there you go.
Real streetwear. I definitely had this phase, too, where, this is a small phase of mine where I started, I was like, fuck, just getting Supreme shit. I want, actually good Supreme pieces and stuff. Actually good Academy tabs.
I still own a bunch of double taps.
Really?
I really love the brand.
Oh,
yeah.
Didn't you wear those? Yeah, you wear those pants.
Yeah, the cargos. Yeah. They're great cargos. They make a lot of military, very nice military wear. Even non-native. Non-native is pretty fantastic. I'll still wear some of that.
It is kind of eerie how accurate this is, really.
Yeah.
Because
kind of go through it all.
Because right after this phase, I kind of went to I started going to Barney's and Bergdorf Goodman too. So yeah.
Never did that.
Never wore Undercover, Antwerp 6, Rick Owens, Japan Underground. Oh my goodness.
I definitely own a lot of Sasquatch fabrics.
I have a number 9 shirt that I bought for my mom, actually. I give it to her.
Mm-hmm.
Helmet Lang. 90s Helmet Lang. Julius Leiwana Construction, Yoji Yamamoto. I love how CCP is at the end of the fucking. That is actually, that's so, like,
it's pretty fantastic. That's
pretty
right?
Accurate. There's Margella here, though, so I guess I'm not, I guess I'm on this list. Special note, just because you're going further down the depths does not mean you are doing better.
Definitely not.
Why do you think, like, people go through the same, like, I actually don't know the psychology of it. Like, why do you think people go through, like, yeah, the same, like, sort of phases? Well,
it's because, like,
it is kind of weird.
At the start, it's all mainstream. It's what you see on the Instagram Explore page.
Well,
for the
I don't
most
mean
part.
Like at the very top. Yeah, but yeah, continue.
Oh, yeah, I'm going through it, right? So, like, yeah, at the start, you have all the mainstream stuff, your Instagram Explore pages, but then you find this one really cool brand, you know, whatever it is, and then just like you find that brand, then you find the next brand, then you find the next brand, and then just due to mutuals, you know, different motifs like brands share, it just gets more and more. I guess you could say artistic in some sense. And then you end up going down the avant-garde route and down the hole.
Yeah, but like you would think, like most people you talk to have gone through that route, but you would think like once in a while people would be like, oh no, like I started wearing something and then actually I started getting into streetwear or some shit like that, you know?
Well, you know what, to be honest, I think this is... I don't really know if this relates well to other countries within fashion. Like in the US, I think this is like perfect, but if you go to Europe, I don't think this would apply.
Well, probably because they don't have the same stores like in malls.
No, but
and shit,
but I'm not even talking about that. I'm also just talking about like the route that they're taking.
Yeah, and I'm saying it's because they don't have the same stores, nigga. Like what? That's the explanation.
That's true. But then, like, what I'm trying to get at is, like, you know, for example, in Korea and Japan, a lot of the people, when they're styling clothing over there, I feel like people don't necessarily go down into the depths. Like, they'll find something, a niche that they like, and they'll just build on it and build on it on it. And that doesn't really happen here. It does in some cases. I'm not going to generalize it. But it seems like here, usually people, they're not staying with... a distinct, if you're in the fashion, they're not really staying in a distinct style for an extended period of time.
I try not to stay in the same like distinct style at all. Like I try to do different types of outfits, different type of silhouettes, and I mean that's, I think that's pretty evident if you go look at my Instagram and stuff. I think I try different things out for this. And sometimes it works out. I mean, most time it works out. Sometimes it just doesn't. You know, whatever. And I delete the post to make sure nobody sees it. And then, you know, you're done with it.
Yeah, you just archive and get rid of it.
Yeah. But I definitely want to try some more, like, silhouettes. The thing is, you just have to, like, find something that with your in your wardrobe that you can wear it with. And that's more the tough part, more than anything, really.
Yeah.
Remember we were having that little discussion in the fashion talk, like, in the Discord? We're talking about like buying all black as opposed to like buying color. It's just the same thing. Like you just have to make sure it fits your wardrobe.
Yeah, I've been trying I'm tailoring my wardrobe. I think I'm at a good spot. I like what I'm wearing and the brands that I follow.
Right.
I don't think I don't see myself going any further down. Like I'm pretty happy. I've found like a happy medium.
What gate of hell are you in?
What gate of hell am I?
Yeah. What gate of hell are you in?
I'm gonna say. It's.
I know you're down here, nigga. So.
Oh yeah, I'm like midway bottom, halfway bottom. You're down like here, really. I'm probably in that little hole where number nine is, but I don't dabble in number nine.
I would probably say I'm around there too because I don't have any CCP pieces. You know what? I'm probably like right here because I've been looking at some Yoji pieces that I kind of want to cop. So I'm probably.
Yeah, I mean, as you've seen, as we've been talking offline, I'm going down a Yoji Yamamoto hole pretty hard at this point. I just purchased a bunch of garments.
Bro, that means you're right here.
Yeah, but I mean, I still wear a lot of like Americana, like workwear stuff.
Right.
Not necessarily workwear, but like Capital Garments and Fizbim. Like I wear that a lot, and I feel it is possible to style a lot, some of the Yoji Yamamoto pieces with that other stuff, like that Americana. which is pretty cool. And that's what I'm like trying to go for, because I like the cult following of Capitol in general, not like the hype bandana stuff and all that, but a lot of their older garments are really cool.
What's it called? That's why I like buying pieces all from the same fashion house, because like the coherency of your outfits is just
so much easier. Yeah, it's much easier just to wake up and throw something on.
Yeah,
if everything's made by the same house, stylist, designer, or whatever, or label.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But like that goes back into the other argument we're having about like budgeting your fashion purchases, because
that's also very true.
That shit is just like gets beastie expensive. Like, yeah. It just gets so expensive.
Then also you could say that some people find it boring staying with just one brand and wearing only that designer's clothing.
That's true too.
That kind of comes down to just preference, I guess. I don't even know what to say, but
somebody the other day told me, like, some random person told me, like, I don't know if I should say this, but
they
told me that their favorite fashion house was like Gucci, and I was like,
Well, I mean, runway, I mean, you know, just like Gucci is very cool.
They don't know runway Gucci. They're a regular person, they're a regular ass human nigga.
Oh, okay, well, then that's them. I mean, then they're doing their thing,
Gucci.
Like, I had this, my friend Brennan, his girlfriend, we were all talking on Discord.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, yo, I want to get these Gucci loafers. And I was like, hold up. Just give me your budget. I'll pick out a few different things. Yeah, so I sent her some Margiela Tabbies. And I was like, yo, check these out. For a decent price that I found in her size.
And right as we're talking, oh my God, right as we're talking about that, someone texted me about that. What the fuck? Also, fuck her. I hate people like, oh, hey, can you send me your moose shoes? Like, nigga, I'll smack you. I hope she doesn't listen to this.
That's too funny.
I hope she doesn't listen. She's going to be tight. Like, did you just say you're going to smack me? I don't want to get somebody upset. I'm kind of smart in knowing what people listen to this podcast and what people don't, so I can just talk crazy about whoever I want. I'm just a smart person.
That's insane.
In some of my other podcasts, like, I'm just outing people. I'm yelling about how other people like did this and did that. It was a more drama centered show as opposed to now.
I try to stay away from that.
I don't. That's because you're a pussy, bro. I don't stay away from that.
Oh, hey. No.
Anyone has beef with me, I tell shit out to the world. I let everyone know. See, you're different. You don't let people know. You're scared.
No, that's not it. Trying to preserve my image.
Do you have an image?
Yeah, the corporate world.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess you do. Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
I kind of, like, part of me wants to go, like, not go back to these phases, but, like, part of me wants to, like, try again in my wardrobe. I don't know. Try again in my wardrobe. It would be kind of cool to see, like, how I made the choices.
Style it differently. Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. It'd probably look better.
And I wish I didn't get rid of some pieces, you know what I mean? Like, some pieces I wish I just never got rid of.
Absolutely. I mean, when I first got into it, I actually first suffered, like, somewhat designer luxury label purchases. We're all cavamped. I went hard into cavamped, right. And I was like, this stuff is so cool. Thankfully, that was like my starting brand. Yeah, and that was, yeah. I think that's a really good brand to start with.
It definitely is, yeah.
I still have my first ever purchase. So it was like this cavamped, just like gray hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. And it's a normal hoodie. And I still wear it in a lot of my outfits because it's just like a basic piece of clothing. Right. It's just a gray hoodie that has some blue velvet ziggurat on the back, whatever it's called. Whatever they call it.
A ziggurat?
Yeah, ziggurat. Ziggurat. Okay. If that's like their.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
No, yeah, I think it's ziggurat is what.
Yeah, ziggurat. Ziggurat.
No, ziggurat, nigga. I don't know how many times I gotta tell you this.
Ziggurat.
Yeah, ziggurat. It's pronounced ziggurat, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. Google says it says ziggurat.
What the hell does Google know?
A lot. More than you.
Ziggurat. Where do you see the Google
system? I had a pronunciation thing.
Maybe it is ziggurat. I don't know. For some reason, I thought it was ziggurat.
Anyway, that doesn't
matter. Anyway, completely off topic, but whatever. What's it called? I wanted to get into, like, when I was young, not young, but when I was like just getting into streetwear and shit, I always wanted to get into like tech wear. That shit looked cool to me. And I mean, it still does look cool to me, and I like, it would be cool to get some tech wear pieces, but like, tech wear is expensive, bro.
I would never be able to incorporate it into my wardrobe. That's the problem. Like, I would have to just completely, it's so hard to style it if you're
is.
not styling tech wear. Like, a lot of other things, you could style it with other subgenres,
Right,
but
exactly.
tech wear is just too far away, where it's almost like it's like an outdoors style. Because at one point I actually owned a pair of the acronym Nike VaporMaxes,
Oh.
and I was like, oh, I could work these into outfits, and I sold them so fast. I couldn't do it because it's just, I didn't have a tech wear wardrobe.
These ones, right?
Yeah, I got them
Yeah.
for like $100 off Grailed.
Oh, what?
Yeah, crazy steal.
That's a steal, bro.
I got them for $100.
Yeah, I like tech wear is really cool. The thing is, it just costs like it costs a lot to get into, and like you said, like it's just something that you can't really pair with other styles. Like,
You have to really, your lifestyle has to surround that.
yeah.
Like, that's also just a big, I don't want to even get into this, but just lifestyle has to do a lot with what you wear and how you wear stuff.
Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. I think so.
Really?
100%.
I don't think that's true. These I
No.
wanted for the longest fucking
Oh,
time.
the Prestos.
Like when I was saying like how I want these, probably just started my idea of trying to get into tech wear. These right here, because these were just fucking sick. But bro, I don't think that's entirely true. I don't think my lifestyle necessarily suits. Maybe, I don't know. Does your lifestyle suit your clothing?
It's slowly getting there. I
Ooh,
think so.
but is it there now?
Not really. Lifestyle has been changing. Just due to joining the actual workforce, I
Okay, but like,
guess.
what does you wearing tech wear have to do with, like, why would your lifestyle have to revolve around that
I
then?
don't know. I just feel that way.
That's an interesting point, but I don't think that makes any sense.
I feel like I don't know, I just feel like lifestyle has a lot to do with styling
I feel
in
like there are a
general.
lot of people that are in the fashion, like especially in our Discord. There's a lot of people that are in fashion that have regular jobs or like at school, and
Oh yeah, absolutely. And then
doesn't
everyone
fit their
just,
fucking lifestyle at all.
that's true.
You're insane, man. You're insane.
Don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to tell you either.
I don't know
Well,
what to tell
I'm
myself.
telling you, you're insane. If I had a
I'll
certain,
take it.
I brought, but like one day it will happen. One day I will get into tech wear and I will wear it and I will look fucking cool, and I will look like I'm
Let's see it.
from Death Stranding, if you know that
Let's see
game.
it. Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Okay, yeah.
I'm really liking what Post Archive Faction is doing.
Sorry,
They're
who?
not necessarily Post Archive Faction.
Post Archive Faction.
It's a Korean label. Awesome.
I don't
Really, really,
know. I
really
don't know
great
why that
styling.
opened up a new tab, but
There you go. But it kind of errs on the edge of like Kiko plus tech wear. It's very, very, very cool. I think it styles very well with Kiko and a lot of like who else? Namacheco you could do.
Wait, didn't I just where did I just see this?
On my grill, I have like three pieces.
That's right. That's right. Okay, I was about to
Yeah.
say I just saw this
Two of them.
jacket. Okay,
Yeah, I have that up
yeah.
there.
I was mad confused for a second. I'm like, nigga, what's going
Yeah,
on?
no. Yeah, I have a trench coat, an outer jacket, and a puffer jacket.
Niggas got me in the Twilight Zone or some shit.
Yeah,
Where the
Post Archive
I'm
Faction is
like,
very
oh,
cool.
this is kind of cool. Yeah, this is really cool.
Also reminds me of like 99% is.
I was just thinking that actually, yeah.
And but 99% of it is just this, but on cocaine.
I kind of like how it's blurry. I don't like
Oh,
how it's.
you scroll down, then you can
Okay, there
actually
you
see the
go.
product pictures.
I swear I thought this was a bag or some shit. I wasn't
No,
looking at the
it's
name. I just thought this was a bag. That's
that. Yeah.
cool though that it's like.
Very, very cool stuff. Yeah. So the older
Jesus.
collections, they kind of just like phase it out, and then you have to go down and really interesting garments.
No, definitely. See, like, this is something I don't think I could, like, I mean, I could wear whatever. I don't give a fuck. But, like, in terms of my wardrobe, that definitely wouldn't fit in my wardrobe.
No, that'd be very difficult.
Yeah. And that's what sucks. I want to buy multiple pieces, but then I also don't want to be broke after. Like,
Yeah, I mean, that's why it's just you got to get to the point where you stick with one style. or else it's just gonna break the bank. And also, you learn how to style that style.
Yeah, yeah.
Even better over time.
Well, if you're not spending all life. If you're not spending all your money on clothes, then what the fuck are you doing? You know, like. People who are listening to this channel are spending their money on clothes and nothing else.
Cooking, traveling. That's a lot, man.
You spend your money on cooking? You spend your money on cooking? Food?
Yeah, buying quality ingredients, of course.
What kind of, what are you, a chef, nigga? What do you mean you're buying quality ingredients?
I eat good.
I see you good. But, like, that means, like, going out and eating good. Like, what kind of, what ingredients?
No, I mean, I cook at home.
You buy, all the time. You buy expensive ingredients at home?
Yeah. Huh. Nice meat. Good vegetables, seasonings, spices.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I spend my money on that stuff too.
Well, I understand you. Obviously, people spend their money on in-house ingredients, but like that much money that you have to, it's in consideration. Like,
well, yeah, I mean, it gets expensive. Mm. It can be.
Grocery shopping for me is like, looks like a child. It's like,
yeah, Cheerios and Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. It's like, it's like, honestly, it's like Cheerios, it's like Pop-Tarts, yeah. Oatmeal, juice.
Oh yeah, I forgot the juice.
Gotta get the juice in there.
Looking up a mini fridge for the for juice.
Oh dude, yes, we need that mini fridge. Well, so I need that mini fridge. But yeah, honestly, juice. What else? What else? Last time I got like cookie dough to make cookies with. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's just not a good like selection of foods. Like,
yeah, for real.
I just know when to eat and when not to eat. So
yeah, for sure.
It's whatever. But you know what? We're almost at the hour mark. We have 30 seconds. Talk about something for 30 seconds. We need to get that hour mark. It's important.
Okay. Please, if you check out my Grailed, go ahead and hit me up on Instagram, and I'll give you a really sick discount. I need to buy more Yoji.
Actually, yeah, we'll just like, give him a plug. You know what, everybody? I'll do it because I know how to speak better than you. But, like, everyone, make sure to go check out my friend Russell's Instagram. Go check out his Grailed. Both will be in the description down below. Oh, and make sure you definitely check out AnnaLuisa.com for their sale and use my code to get 10% off. That will all be in the link in the description down below. Thank you for watching and goodbye. Bro, it is so cold. Like,
the things you do.
Trying to do this.